Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We said together we can do special shit, right? We said together we can do special shit. Rushing for 2,000 yards is special shit. Winning the NFC East. Yeah, sweeping the logo. Turning the ball over four times again is special shit. But I want a lot more. Think about how special this journey's been so far, right? It can get a lot. We got a lot to be thankful for that. We got a hell of a lot to be thankful for. We are blessed by a ton, all right, in this room. All right, you guys have been blessed with great talents. All right, we got a special team. We want even more now.
You know what else? You know what else is special, Hugh?
What's that?
The rushing record.
Yes, it is. They're not done. I don't think they're done.
He's a player's coach. They all like him. If they want to go for this and he says no, I that's not good on him. Like, I just don't think it's good for him in the locker room. Now, I know his job is to be the adult in the room. Doesn't always act like it, but his job is to be the adult in the room. I get that. But if those players who came to him, and it's the story that changed the season is when they said, let's run the football. How could you tell them no now? How could you tell Jordan Mailata and Dickerson and Saquon no now? You can't do it. Go for the record. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record next week against the Giants? How about this? Kind of interesting. So I would say, 90% of our callers so far, Hugh, have been on the play him, right?
Mm-hmm.
57% on the Twitter poll said play him. That means there is a silent, not majority, but a silent group out there. That
show yourselves.
That, 43% are saying no, but yet most of our callers today are on the yes. So there's people out there that are probably just a little afraid to say, it's okay.
More cowardly to not want the record or to not express?
It's cowardly or strong. That's probably why they don't want to call, because you call them names. That's probably why. The name calling probably deters a lot of
people. You show up every day, we call you names.
I mean, but I don't. Y'all don't bother me like that. I don't let y'all bother me.
Listen, if you...
Y'all do call me.
There is also an incentive for you to come to work. I mean...
Yeah, these bills keep coming.
That is true. He is getting paid.
I'm sure he'd suffer through getting berated by you and I if it wasn't a paycheck.
That's actually a really good point. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phone lines here, let's hear from a couple players and what they think here. First, let's hear from Darius Slay. His thoughts on Saquon on the backdrop. Of course, Eric Dickerson expressed that he doesn't want Saquon to break his record. Here's what Slay said about all that.
I mean, I would love him to have the record, but, of course we need him way bigger than the record. But I would love him to have that record. Definitely after what Dickerson said, too, that was not cool. So, yeah.
Well, Dickerson came out this weekend and said he doesn't want Saquon to break the record.
Yeah, because he want to be remembered. He's going to always be remembered, man. But, there's a group that it's funny because normally it's NBA players. Like the old head NBA players that I talk to, they talk about how much money these young guys are making and how they had to do this and that. And you would very rarely see NFL players do that. But now it's the time is changing. And Eric Dickerson is looking at it like, hell, it's been standing for 40 years. Give me 40 more. He wants to be the only one, And it looked like it was trending in that direction for a while. I want Saquon to break it for the simple fact that we'll never travel this road again. Not for a while anyway, with the way that running backs are going. I don't think people realize and understand that the running back was going the way of the fullback. Like, it really was. The way that they were devalued, dime a dozen, find them anywhere. You know, we had a coworker who used to talk about, they say you could shake a tree and, you know, running backs would fall off the tree.
So even with the little renaissance here, Hugh, I don't think this could happen like next year. I mean, this is like a perfect storm, right? You have a great player, healthy player, great O-line, winning team. You know, you could put a great running back, let's just use Saquon as an example, right? He was just as good, maybe close to as good. Like, he wasn't like much of a difference of the player he is now. The player was in New York. He didn't come close to these kind of numbers because he didn't have the O-line. His team was down in games, obviously, so they had to throw a lot in the fourth quarter because they were losing every week. It's a perfect storm to get here. So, yeah, Dickerson could have – maybe he'll get his way, right? But if the bottom line is this. If it happens now – it might last forever. Dickerson's had it for 40 years. He's petty about it. That's fine. Let's also hear from AJ, who wants this record for Saquon.
Saquon hit that number.
Excited for him. He was trying so hard, guys. He was trying so hard. You know, I told him to get it done, but be safe. And I'm happy for him.
Do you want to see him go for the all-time rushing record next week?
Of course. Why not? You know, I want to be a part of that. You know, so looking back on the years, I'll say, hey, that's my teammate. You know, and he did it.
It's viewed as a Saquon thing, but you just said it. Like, what do you think it would mean for the team if you were to set that record?
It'll mean a lot, you know. History purposes, you know. Like I said, I like to say when I'm talking to my kids, I was a part of Saquon when he did that, you know, part of the team when he did that. So who knows what happens next week, so we'll see.
So I thought it was interesting there, him saying he told him to be careful. Did you notice the last carry Saquon had yesterday? He could have lowered his shoulder and tried to get a few more, but he got out of bounds. Like, there's a way to do this on Sunday.
Yeah.
And look, obviously you could pull a hamstring on any play, but what I mean be careful is not put yourself in super harm's way.
On the slide?
Well, like, if you're near the sideline and three people are coming at you, just duck out of bounds.
And
right?
let's be honest. There are going to be some cats on that Giants team because they've kind of done this. They like to speak out of turn a lot. There are some cats out there that are envious about what Saquon is doing, you know, and they're going to probably be on the field and they're going to dap him up and be like, wow, man, it's really nice down here in Philadelphia, huh? Like, it's going to be some of those conversations.
Sure.
And talking about being with the Giants organization. It's going to be fans of the New York Giants. It's probably some fans that's listening right now as we speak, Joe. Call in, New York Giant fans, and talk about how much you're excited for Saquon Barkley and his resurrection in the NFL. Knowing that he played for a terrible organization that the one that you cheer for. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. We ain't going to tell nobody who you are. These calls are anonymous. We got anonymous calls. Ain't nobody going to know who you are.
No, your names are all on the screen.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
And they're locked in forever.
Don't do that. I'm trying to get some Giant fans to call
in. And we do have caller ID.
What was the guy?
Peter and Maple Shade.
Peter and Maple Shade, who got in run-ins with Sirianni, which now as time goes on makes just so much sense.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, it's some Giants fans out there that are – they're secretly, they're rooting for Saquon this weekend to break the record.
So we all want him to here, right? A lot of our callers so far want him to. There's another element to this, Hugh. Do you think they're actually going to let him? There's two separate elements. So we have another poll up here. Do you think the Eagles will let Saquon go for the record on Sunday?
On a Monday, before this is the last, since I ain't going to be here all week,
yep.
I'm going to say yes. You know why?
Why?
Would that change if it was a Friday?
Yes, it would. Because, you know, now,
he'd be plant-based on Friday.
Well, it all depends. But, no, I feel like, hell, they gave 31 carries yesterday.
I know. Part of me is a little bit nervous that was just to get over 2K, and that's they're content with that.
You nervous?
I'm nervous they won't let him try it.
Don't be nervous, Joe.
Well, I am. Well, of course I am.
No. I think they're going to let him break it, man. You got too close because you, like, giving him that many carries, you run the risk of getting close to breaking it. Mm. And they did that, and he did that, 101.
So I feel very strongly they should let him play. I don't feel very strongly they're going to let him play. Like, I want them to, and I think there's a chance. I don't think this is, like, out of left field. Like, I think there's a real chance they're going to lean that way. But, Kyle, I don't feel like it's locked in they're going to let him. The Eagles typically try to be on the cautious side with injuries, and they don't play anyone in the preseason. I do wonder if last year's in the back of their head that they had a game that had some meaning, but very little, and AJ got hurt, Jalen broke his finger. I wonder if they 2,000 they're content with. I don't want them to be, but a part of me is I'm not sure they're going to let him try.
No, so I'm not sure either. I truly think it's a 50-50 shot. I think Sirianni's going to have a lot to consider this week, and he's going to have to talk to the guys on the offense and the guys on the team and really gauge what they think. Sirianni said after the game, and he has, we've seen before the season, he's mindful of these records and these milestones for players. So I think he's going to take some time and see how truly important it is for Saquon and the guys to go get this. And I think he'll make the decision based on that.
You think this is a Nick Sirianni-only decision, or is Howie and Jeff involved?
Howie and Jeff.
Yeah, well,
I think they have to be involved.
The other element to this is that Nick Sirianni's his job could be on the line with this decision. If he plays them and he does get injured in a worst case scenario, he's getting canned.
Now that we're down this road, let's play it out. Hugh, he plays him, he gets hurt, they lose in the first round.
He's out. There's no way you
won't see. He's in big trouble.
I think that first round exit, regardless if Saquon get hurt or not, that's probably going to that's the reality.
But that illustrates just how much Sirianni's kind of hanging on by a thread here.
You know, honestly, no. I think that this is great for the organization as a whole. And as petty as the players are about these rivalries that we have against the Dallas Cowboys and the Giants and everybody else, I think it goes upstairs, too.
Of course it does.
It goes to the owners as well. And to for Mr. Lurie to be there and to be able to fleece your first round running back, your pride and joy, the one that you got on television said you'd be real sick if you saw him go to the Eagles, to have him get the record against you, here, like that's huge. Now, anytime again, people, and I think that you know. We're all hung up on the injury part, and that's a part of it because, you know, it's football, and we're bigger fish to fry. But that's a risk that you take every time you go out there. And I think that we're too close for that to be the deciding factor. What if you get hurt? This is not the first game of the season. We're here, and we've seen next man up mentality. Now I know Saquon Barkley is a different man. He's a hell of a guy. But we saw that yesterday. It was on full display yesterday with Kenny Two Gloves and Tanner McKee. It was on full display yesterday. Mm-hmm. So you can't use that as an excuse.
So if Sirianni does bring this to Howie and Jeff, if I'm Howie, I want him to get the record. Like that list that they put on the screen yesterday, Merrill went over the names when he was up with us, the 2,000-yard rushers. You know there was a theme with all the other ones except Saquon. They were all got 2,000 yards by the team that drafted them. Like, if I'm Howie Roseman, I signed in free agency the all-time rushing king. Like, if I want that, that's a feather in my cap if I'm Howie Roseman. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jake in West Philly. What's up, Jake?
Hey, listen, I don't think it's a decision that's going to be a team decision. I think Sirianni already made the decision because he didn't have him in there. If he was going for the record, he could have inched closer by leaving him in garbage time and picking up another 20, 30 yards. I think the decision is made.
So, Jake, you might be right, but I was thinking about that yesterday. I also wondered if they just have a number in their head where it's too many carries in a game. Like, you know how in baseball their pitch count? Like, he was at 31 carries. I just wonder if they say 35 is egregious. No matter what, we're not giving a running back 35 carries, and that's why they said no more yesterday.
I hear you, but again, if they were really going for the record, they would try to make it as few yards as possible that he would need in the last game by running up more of them on that game. But the other thing, too, is let's don't discount the fact that 2,000 yards is a heck of an accomplishment. Whether he gets the record or not, there's a really small list of people who got 2,000 yards. That's enough right there to be satisfied with. I don't think Nick is going to
play. That's enough.
And I think he's already made that decision. Like, be happy with the fact that he got 2,000 yards. Nick is not going to play him. It's a done deal.
Well, I don't have to. I don't have. I mean, 2,000 yards is great, but it's not. It's not the record.
That's enough. It's crazy though.
If he was going to chase the record, he would have left him in garbage time to get some more yards.
No, they're not
going for it.
I understand your perspective, but Jake, I think there could be more to the idea that it's just too many carries in one game. Like, how many carries were they going to give him yesterday in a single game? 40?
I don't know, but again, it's like, why would that be too many? If we're discounting the possibility of injury, then why is it that at 31 carries he's cut off? But
well, the game was out of hand.
31 carries, well, and he got 41 points,
and he can get a week to rest.
Yeah. Also, there's the element of they got him close enough yesterday to make this realistic. You know what I mean? Like that last 20-yard gain on Sunday got him over 2,000 and put this in play. Right? It's not like he only needs 100 now. It's not like he needs 150 or 140 or 130. 100 is really not. It's not that much.
You do hear the math here, right? If he gets 3 or 4 more carries for another 20 yards, then he only needs like 80.
I know.
No, we hear the math, but you're not hearing the point that we're making, though. I mean, because you're
31, it was too many carries.
No,
Jake, when was the last time a running back in the NFL had 35 carries in a game? I mean, I don't know.
I have no idea. When's the last time a running back in the NFL had 2,000 yards?
Derrick Henry in 2020.
Yeah. It doesn't happen often.
Right. But it also happened 4 years ago. Like, 2,000 yards is cool, but not, I mean, 8 or 9 guys getting to something is fun, but it's not being the number one is number one.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying to me that Sirianni, by pulling him, was not signaling, like, we're not chasing this record?
I don't think a decision is made. That's my point. You may be right, Jake, on this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, none of us know the answer right now. I don't think they've made the decision. Jake, we appreciate the phone call.
Here's why I think that they're consciously making an effort to give him the record. You could have gave some of those carries to Kenny Gainwell. Because at that point, nothing that you did, the Dallas Cowboys could stop yesterday. They didn't stop it. So why are you still feeding him? You're feeding him because you want to get him as close as possible. I think that there, to his point, there might have been a conscious effort to say, hey, you know what, we're going to give him as many carries, see how close he can get. He's close. He's real close.
Mm-hmm.
So as a coach, now do you sit there and you tell him, you let him get 31 carries yesterday, and now you're going to sit him in office and say, hey, dog, I'm going to sit you next week. Why the hell you let me get 31 carries
well,
then?
Well, I guess the thought is 2,000, right? That was the goal.
Well, we got that. Now let me go ahead and get this other 100. Let me go ahead and get this other 100 and just call it a day. 101.
And like 2,000 yards, don't get me wrong, great accomplishment. It's not in the same stratosphere as breaking the NFL rushing record.
You know what it is, Kyle? It's not in the same stratosphere as breaking a 40-year record.
Well, right. That's what I mean. And it's even akin to saying, like, I'm okay with being one of the final 8 teams in the NFL and not winning the Super Bowl. Like, no, the top is the top.
Let me give you an example why. Chris Johnson was a good player, right? He was super fast. He had a nice run. One great year. Does anyone really care that Chris Johnson had one 2,000-yard season? I mean, I guess maybe Titans fans care. I don't know. Right. But, like, in the annals of the NFL, it doesn't hit. Like, Chris Johnson, he had a great year. If he was the rushing champ all time, we would talk about him more. His name Dickerson's name still stands out because he holds the record.
No, and not only that, you talk about, like, I could just imagine when Saquon Barkley has autograph signings to put, what's the title would be, single season rushing leader or something
rushing
like that. Single season rushing king or something crazy like that. That's going to be worth a lot of money. I mean, you know, if you're thinking about it from that perspective, I know that a lot of people say, well, that's individual. No, his teammates are part of that too, y'all. I mean, this is something historic that you're 101 yards away from. I think you should go for it.
I actually would feel differently if it was an individual record. Like if we were talking about a pitcher for strikeouts or a
sack record.
Sack record, right? Like then you say, hey, we got a bigger goal here, a team goal. We need you. But this is like this is a Jeff Stoutland thing. It's a Jordan Mailata. It's a Lane Johnson thing. It's all of them. Like this is not an individual thing. It's his name next to it. I think it's more than just about him. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Oh, my dream team. How y'all doing today? Welcome back, man.
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh man, glad to hear from you guys again, man. Listen, this is my thing, right? We boys stay quiet here for a reason, and I'm going to say this to Sirianni. If you don't let this man get this record, you will hear this for the last day you'll coach for the Eagles. I'm going to tell you that right now. We will give it to you. And I'm advocating that for all the fans to give it to you. Because guess what? Let me get a little music, Kyle, please.
Give him some music, Kyle. On a Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday, baby. We're going to get the week started, baby. Because guess what? We've been all in from when the day started. We are all in team. We've been public enemy number one for the last four seasons. But guess what? This is the season to cash out on, baby. We've been chasing everything. We chased the team record. We chasing history. We chasing the NFL rushing record. And guess what? We chasing the Super Bowl also. And guess what? Everybody is all in, baby. This is the all-in season. The coaches is in. The fans is in. Everybody's in. It's a team effort. And guess what? We've got everything nobody else has. The heart to win and the will to win, baby. So right now, this is the season of all in. Let's be a real public enemy number one, and let's stay number one. All we're going to do is win. And the only team that can do that is E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles.
Now we're talking, Will. Okay, prepared. You got a week off.
Say, give him his music.
He was ready.
You didn't see Kyle back there with his hot dog hat on?
I did see Kyle with his hot dog hat. Hatfield was here today, Hugh.
Yeah, it's National Bacon Day.
That's making me wonder if that's why you're not being plant-based today.
Why? Because
you can't be plant-based on National Bacon Day.
No, it can't be.
That's
I'm not
true.
Being plant-based.
No,
but
I know you're not. I'm just I'm wondering if that's why. If that has an influence.
I was thinking about this all morning, man, because, you know, I'm listening to the show this morning. Shout out to the morning show. And I'm like, you know, I listen to all the different arguments. I listen to Ray Diddy and talking about, you know, what OJ would have wanted. Instead of the rushing title, he said he would have won the Super Bowl. But, man.
Wait, what OJ would have won?
Yeah, what would OJ do?
I
that's a
feel
whole
like
lot.
I know, but.
Yeah, it's a whole lot there that we could, you know, we're going to keep him.
I'm sorry.
We only got to be here for a day.
The networks are like, man, we got to put OJ's name on the screen again.
What would OJ do?
So, but.
There's a poll for us right there.
It's one of those things where this is special. This is special. So you have to take advantage of this. 40 years, man. 40. Why you think Eric Dickerson all up in there and got a little panties in the bunch?
Because he sees the record going 40, down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the closest that he's probably ever been to it being broken. He'll probably be at the game this weekend holding up a sign saying, don't do it.
Can we get Eric Dickerson on the pregame show and boom on Sunday?
Don't do it, boo! I mean, if you're going to be a hater, just be a hater out in public. Just be a hater in wide open, man. Don't be a hater.
If you got Dickerson
silence.
On the pregame show, he would easily get booted the link.
Oh, of course he would. Yeah, get him out of there, Dickerson.
By the way, like, I think Dickerson's allowed to not want Saquon to break his record. Like, I'm okay with
Would you be
okay
so I get that. Like, deep down, you want to keep it. Would you be as overt about it as he is?
Well, I think. He's just being honest. Like
he's being an honest hater.
He's not going out of his way to say, hey, everybody, by the way, I don't want that. Like, he's going on all the shows now, right? This is a thing. He's being asked about it, and he's just being honest. It almost adds, it makes it a little more dramatic.
Well, if we want the most drama, then we need him in the Giants locker room before the game giving them a pump-up speech. That would be awesome. I mean, just to watch that, and then the Eagles come out and run down their throat, and Dickerson's sitting there crying in the crowd. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Ross Tucker. We'll get to all your phone calls as well. Ross's thoughts on the Saquon going for the record. Should they let him? And Ross, as an offensive lineman, I'm curious his perspective, how much they want it. Should they be asked about this? Because this isn't just a rushing record for an individual. It also goes to that offensive line of Stoutland as well. We'll get Ross's perspective and the NFC playoff picture. We now know the Eagles' opponents. We're down to two. There's only one of two teams they're going to face next weekend, or 2 weekends from now, at Lincoln Financial Field. It's either going to be the Commanders or the Packers. We'll talk to Ross about that and this NFC playoff picture, which we're not going to know who the number one seed in bye is until late Sunday night. Vikings and the Lions will play for that coming up. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NFL playoffs are almost here, but it's not too late to get in on the regular season action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel has so many ways for you to pick up a W. Not only can you bet on who will win the game, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points each team will score, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. This way, you'll be all set for the biggest games of the year. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance at $250 in bonus bets. Make every moment more at FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.